Valley C today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. Boy, a lot of things are happening around the world, and of course, here close to home, the conversation continues about the Arizona shooting and trying to make sense of something that is completely senseless. As the profile continues to emerge of the 22-year-old shooter, Jared Lee Loughner, the good news is that Congresswoman Gabby Giffords is moving her arms and legs and is alert and can answer directly as far as responding physically to some of the questions that she's been asked, which means that she's processing it. Her doctors are very optimistic. They say there's a 101%. That's how optimistic they are that she'll recover from this. It's going to be a long recovery, to say the least, but those are all really positive signs. Not positive, though, that six people were gunned down who were doing nothing other than showing up to see the congresswoman, to hear her, to go see an old friend, as Judge Roll was doing, the federal judge, and ended up being the last day of his life. One never knows what's going to happen when it comes to our death, but it's just unfathomable, I think, in most of these cases, that in all of these cases, that what happened here was did not have to happen to these people. They were definitely in the wrong place at the wrong time. And there's going to be a lot of conversation. The conversation will continue, I think, to be about guns and gun controls and what should or shouldn't happen, about the security for the Congress people. They're talking now about a wall of plexiglass going up in the Senate, like see-through, so it would separate the legislators from the people who may come into the galleries. And they're also talking about maybe a few tweaks, a few minor changes at the Capitol, which they've done that before. There's no possible way they could have assigned a guard to every single congressperson because there's not enough. And there certainly isn't enough budget. They wouldn't be able to do that. There probably will be more people that will think a little bit differently when they go out and speak in public, perhaps. But what a tragedy and what a turning point maybe for this country. What I hope happens is conversation is good. I say that all the time here on America Tonight, whether we agree or disagree. The problem is when it turns to bitter, angry hatred, when the people that are arguing are so hooked into their own egos that they lose all sense of perspective and compassion. That is the scary part to me of some of the things that I've heard. Debates are healthy, even productive. I think debates are necessary. Disagreements are necessary. The yin and the yang of it all. For goodness sake, that's what the democracy is all about. That's why the system was set up. That's why I'm for term limits and why I've suggested before a new, fresh third party. But what's happened in Arizona has taken on a life of its own, to be certain. The president and Michelle Obama will be there for a memorial service and then speak to the families of the victims afterwards on a Wednesday. And then there were individual services and whatnot happening right now for those people as well. The judge, and a lot of attention has been paid, sadly, to a 9-year-old girl, Christina Taylor Green, who was born, ironically, on one of the worst days in our history, September 11th, 2001. So we'll continue that conversation here in America Tonight and present a whole bunch of different points of view. Coming up, we're going to speak with somebody who was friendly with the congresswoman and has his own way of looking at what happened and also how anger often affects things. He's a Tucson attorney, Len Schiff, a chef, who represented Giffords' family and has known Gabby and the Giffords for a very long time. And as I said, that's coming up a little bit later this hour. Right now, let's go out to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I just I wanted to make an observation. It's purely my opinion, but the about 10 to 15 years ago, like when we were I'm 44, and when we were coming up, if somebody saw an odd behavior or one of the parents saw a child doing something, they policed him. And by the time you got home, your parents knew about it because they called them.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to this thing, and I've heard a few people that were close to that idiot, but nobody said anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't read tea leaves or anything like that, but I would be more willing to take hostility and be wrong than do nothing and have this what happens. I would rather take the focus if you want, you know, if you're going to get sued or you're going to get yelled at or you're going to invade somebody's privacy, if it pays off or nobody gets hurt, I'll gladly take a lawsuit.
I agree with you. Imagine, Daniel, if you're working somewhere, this has happened at workplaces, and then you'll hear people say, well, we knew something was desperately wrong because this, and there'll be crazy examples, but yet nobody did anything.
Right, exactly. I was, when I was in the service, I was in a shipyard, and a guy got hurt. He got electrocuted, and he was unconscious, and needed CPR, but nobody would do it because they didn't want a lawsuit afterward, and the guy's gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
they were worried about the lawsuit, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think when we have more freedoms than any other country, and I will never say a bad word, but I think if we have these kind of responsibilities, then it is necessary that we have equal amount of responsibility how we do these things. Whether it's free speech or whatever, you know, like the pastor going to protest at a funeral. No, you know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Use your judgment. Use your judgment. Stop trying to get fame and just do. And I can't believe if he was doing that, God would say, oh, good. Yeah, go. That's what I want him to do. No, we're supposed to be peaceful and help one another out.
What a way to end this call. Daniel, you're always such a good caller, so thoughtful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. And, you know, he makes a lot of sense in what he's saying there, but that's the problem. It's like anything else. There's people who get it. You ever hear that expression? I sort of hate that expression, but it's so true. There's people who get it and people who don't. What sort of idiot at a church, which is supposed to be about embracing people, loving people, what sort of person would want to protest at the horrific scene of a 9-year-old girl who was cut down early in her life at a horrible, heinous way? Would they protest? Why? How could you do that to the family, to the people that are pouring into that church? It makes no sense. It is completely inappropriate. Completely inappropriate. That, I guess, is the problem. Is there's people who get it and people who clearly do not.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Tucson attorney Leonard Sheff certainly feels the tragedy of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She was a friend. In fact, Sheff represented her father and grandfather in their family business at one point in his career. I think he's on to something, though, when he talks about transforming anger. How much have we talked about that on America Tonight? In his book, The Cow in the Parking Lot, A Zen Guide to Overcoming Anger, something that I think a lot of people should check out, and I hope they do. He joins us now. Pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much, Len, for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
First, I would be remiss not to ask you this, but the good news is Congresswoman Giffords, now her doctors are saying 101% chance that she's recovering from this, so that's great news. But initially, your reaction when you heard that this had happened over the weekend?
Well, like any terrible event like this, that there's sort of a disbelief. And, of course, the first news was that she was dead. Mm. And then, you know, after that, the wave of good news is that she was still functioning and so on. And it was a roller coaster.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's very depressing, of course, all the other people that were shot. I knew John Roll. When he was on the Court of Appeals, I appeared before him, and, you know, having a 9-year-old girl be killed for absolutely no reason, it's pretty devastating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you're in Tucson, and you certainly know the people well from having a business and being, you know, an attorney there and whatnot. And can you feel that in the city? Can you feel that people are saying, wow, why here? This is awful. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, there's a shock wave still reverberating through the city.
Yeah. So tell us about, first of all, because the title is so unique, I want to just dive right into the title. I know people listening to us now are scratching their heads. What does that mean? The Cow in the Parking Lot, like I said, A Zen Guide to Overcoming Anger. What a unique title. Will you explain the title for the folks listening?
Well, it's sort of what we call a Zen parable that I made up for the book. You're at a new shopping center on the edge of town, and it's opening day, and they're giving away a lot of stuff, so half the town is there. You've been looking for a parking space for 10 minutes, and finally, there it is. The backup lights come on, and you stop, turn your turn signal on, and the car backs out toward you. And as it does, a Jeep shoots in from the other direction into the parking space. And when you honk, the young man driving the car gets out and smirks at you.
are you angry? And the answer for almost everyone is yes. And, you know, they'd like to key his car, let the air out of his tires. Now we're going to change the facts ever so slightly. And the backup lights come on, the car backs up towards you. And from the other direction, a cow walks into the spot and settles down. And when you honk, the cow looks up and moves. Are you angry? And the answer for almost everyone is no. And the question then is, what is the difference? And we spend a lot of time in the book convincing you that there is no difference. You still have to find another space, and it's a lot easier to do it if you're not living in the anger of the young man's smirk. So the question always is present is, what benefit do you get from being angry?
Yeah. And the answer is really none. You get no benefit from being
angry.
None
or worse.
Yeah.
Being angry is a liability. The Dalai Lama said that anger is a destructive emotion.
Yeah.
That's basic in Buddhism.
Do you think in looking, and everyone's trying to figure this out, of course, and put the pieces together, but the 22-year-old Jared Lee Loughner, was he, we know that he had mental issues, that's clear because of the definitely the things that have come out, the pieces of the puzzle. And again, like I said, it's very early, and you know this, Len, they're trying to still piece together a profile. How much did anger, do you believe, play a part in what happened?
Well, he's obviously an angry human being from having read a lot of his stuff from the Internet and so on that's been on the air, believing that the government is invading his mind and so on. But he's, you know, so far beyond simply the issue of anger. Obviously, he was a person that was susceptible to acting out his anger, and that's when anger becomes really destructive, is when you act it out.
Yeah, certainly. Why is it so important, the root of all this, to know what that angry button is, what it is that angers you and I, ourselves, and other people? Why is that so important?
Well, in the book, we posit the proposition, which may not be entirely accurate, but anger is a result of an unmet demand. And in the case of the cow in the parking lot, your unmet demand is that the young man play with the same rules of civility. And when your demand isn't met, then your brain sends out the anger waves. And sometimes our demand is utterly silly, like if someone pulls in front of you and you give them the honk the horn and they give you the finger, what your demand is that you get respect from an absolute stranger.
Yeah.
And that's sort of funny.
Oh, yeah, it is sort of funny. You mentioned the Dalai Lama, and it's interesting. Apparently, you had the chance to, I don't know if it was meet or listen to the teachings of the Dalai Lama maybe 15 years ago or so. And is it true that you said to yourself, oh, that's, he's crazy. I mean, this whole Buddhist thing, if he thinks I'm giving up anger. Was that your reaction initially?
Indeed, sitting there in the pain of a three-day teaching and with him going, speaking in Tibetan and then having to wait for the translator, it was all very uncomfortable. And I thought, he's a very nice man, but if he thinks I'm giving up anger, he's crazy.
And you, in fact, I'm speaking for you, and we'll let you espouse more on this, but you have given up anger, haven't you?
Largely, everyone gets angry sometimes. The Dalai Lama during that teaching got angry, visibly angry. But the trick is there's a great deal less anger in my life, and I know not to act on it.
Yeah.
And so anger is no longer an effective force in my life.
Yeah. What would you recommend? There's people listening to us, and it's like you said, I mean, we're all human, and people can have flashes of anger even if they really try to be calm about the person flipping them off or backing up in the parking lot or any of that sort of stuff. What in putting your book together and what you've learned, especially as a trial lawyer, what's the single most important thing that you would say to people that they should focus on or keep in their mind when they're angry?
Well, the basic proposition, I think, is what benefit do I get from being angry? And we make the point that the first person injured by your anger is you. Anger doesn't feel good, even though there's a rush that comes with it. And it can damage your health. And perhaps the worst in terms of political discourse and whatnot is when you're acting out of anger, you're likely to act irrationally and even stupidly. It blocks achieving what you want to do because it shuts down your intelligence.
Yeah. Do you hope you and I spoke off the air and you were excited? You were telling me how now your book is being translated into other languages. What is it that you hope will happen with your book? Do you hope more people will get it, will absorb it, and maybe take those steps toward evaporating some of the unnecessary anger in their life?
Well, that would certainly be absolutely magnificent. I don't know to what extent I can influence that. It is difficult to overcome anger because if you're 40 years old, you've been doing anger for 38 years. It's hard to overcome it. But, yes, I would hope that. I wrote the book with the hopes that it might be helpful. I started on the book about 5 years ago and only recently got it published. And if you look at a lot of the feedback that we've gotten, a lot of people have said it's changed their lives.
Yeah.
Which is a little scary because, this stuff has been out there. I didn't make any of this up, really.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And including, isn't it true that Congresswoman Giffords, you had heard through somebody through the grapevine that she liked your book or had read your book?
No, I gave the book to her in person, and then I, meeting with her at another political function, I asked her if she'd had a chance to read it. And she said, yeah, it's really good, and I hope a lot of people read it.
Wow. Boy, so do I. What an interesting conversation. Leonard Sheff, the book is called The Cow in the Parking Lot, A Zen Guide to Overcoming Anger. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
That's for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Does it sound familiar to anybody out there listening to us? Well, if you know anything at all about All in the Family, then you know that tune. Of course, that was the opening song, the theme to All in the Family. And if you go to TV Land, you'll see that you can see it over and over again. They've got episodes of All in the Family. It's interesting because we've had this discussion on America Tonight, how Archie Bunker today would be called every name in the book. But that show was hilarious. The crazy, nutty things that would come out of his mouth that would just make you fall down and laugh. I can remember my grandfather just sitting there in tears when he would watch All in the Family, and he was watching reruns at the time. So we're going to talk about that and some other fascinating tales from Hollywood with our pal, as we do each and every week, Stephen Shohet. You know him, you love this guy. He's got a great book out that holds up forever and a day because the stories are so great, Hollywood stories, and it's just filled with entertaining, incredible nuggets about the legends, the stars, the people in the movies, people that you know today and people that you know from yesteryears. Stephen, thanks as always for popping on America Tonight.
Thanks as always for having me, Kate.
All right, All in the Family, there is a significance to talking about that. Why?
40 years today, at least on the East Coast. January 12th, 1971 is when it premiered. And, of course, I don't know if it completely changed television, but it was certainly a big change for television at the time. It actually had been in development for a while. There was a British TV show created by a man named Johnny Sprate called Till Us Death Do Part. And they had this lead character named Alf, who was a conservative and said some racist things, and he had a lot of the same elements. The son-in-law living at home, with a socialistic point of view, the wife. I mean, a lot of the similar things, although there were some things a little bit different. But Norman Lear read about it, and he said, boy, this reminds me of my family. And in Norman Lear's case, his father used to call him Meathead because mm-hmm. they had different ideas. And used to tell his wife to stifle all the time. So Norman Lear decided to incorporate those elements, and eventually he did give credit to the British TV show, but he said that it was a lot of autobiographical stuff, and it was also a lot of autobiographical stuff for Carol O'Connor. One thing that's kind of interesting, Kate, Jean Stapleton, when people used to say to her, "Hey, Edith," she would politely correct them all the time. But Carol O'Connor would sometimes introduce himself as Archie Bunker. He was really into that part.
Oh, yeah. Did you think that Norman Lear realized? I mean, it's certainly, as you just mentioned, there was personal reasons why I can imagine he was thrilled to pieces at how well it did. But do you think they knew they had this runaway hit on their hands when they first broke for production?
Absolutely not. It had been turned down twice by ABC, too controversial. There were casting situations. At one time, Norman Lear wanted Mickey Rooney to do the role, and Mickey Rooney found the character so off-putting, the character of Archie Bunker, he was originally called Archie Justice, and then they decided, he tries to sort of lock himself in his home away from the rest of the world, so he has a bunker mentality. Mickey Rooney said, no, let's do something about a Vietnam veteran who's blind with a seeing eye dog, and instead, and that ended that relationship. And then Carol O'Connor came in and sort of put his own stamp on the character, that he should be from Queens, and Carol O'Connor came up with a lot of malaprops, but they were expecting this big reaction, but it came on as a mid-season replacement, and it didn't get good ratings for several months. Two things happened: the summer reruns, and there was the Emmy Awards had the four characters, Archie, Mike, Gloria, and Edith, introduce the show in character. The four actors came out in character, and that's when a lot of people saw them for the first time, and then the show really started to pick up steam.
Yeah, do you think you could have a show like that isn't on Showtime or HBO today on one of your major networks and get away with some of the things that Archie Bunker said and did?
Well, you'd have to tone it down. I mean, they use the N-word and things like that. So, I think unfortunately, there seems to be less freedom as far as content goes, not more freedom. One of the things that also happened, when they started to become big stars, they were making the show next to, at CBS Television, right near the farmer's market. And every day they would go over there and eat, but it got to be that they were so recognized that it was impossible to go out there without getting huge attention, except for Rob Reiner, who at that time wore a hairpiece. He'd just take the hairpiece off, and no problem. He'd go out there, and he could eat away, and nobody would come up to him. But I don't think, getting back to your original point, that the show would be very welcome today.
Oh, boy, I so agree with you. But sometime we'll have to talk about that, the politics of the back and forth, especially when it comes to scripts and whatnot. Rob Reiner, that really launched him. Of course, he had a famous father, Carl Reiner. Then he goes on to just fantastic things, not just acting, but really directing and pulling together some incredible projects. But that was his first big gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, the way the show worked was they would film it twice and twice in front of a live audience. And really, Rob Reiner and Carol O'Connor were doing a lot of the writing. I mean, you know, unlike their two characters, they got along famously. They probably have the closest relationship of anybody on the show. And Rob Reiner was constantly looking at the show as a director. He said it might have hurt his acting a little bit because he was always looking at, you know, where the cameras were placed and technical, the technical specifications and things like that. And so, you know, it really helped him prepare for the career that he really wanted to get into, which was directing. And Carol O'Connor helped him and encouraged him quite a bit. You know, they remained great friends the whole time. In fact, one of the things that Rob Reiner said was that Carol O'Connor was actually far more liberal in real life than he was, even though Carol O'Connor often used the character of Archie Bunker to deal with things in his personal life. So it was just kind of interesting how different Carol O'Connor was politically from the character, and yet how much he seemed to identify and love the character and throw himself into it.
Yeah. All in the Family, how long did it run before it was finally done?
Well, it ran for 8 years, and then they had the sequel, Archie Bunker's Place, mm-hmm. which Norman Lear wanted nothing to do with, and that ran for 4 years. And of course, they had a lot of developments on the show, like Sally Struthers wanted to get into the movies, and she and Rob Reiner eventually ended up leaving. Gene Stapleton ended up leaving, and then they wanted Archie to date, and so they decided to kill off the character of Edith. A lot of people who worked on that show actually said that the real key to the show was Jean Stapleton, that she acted like a dingbat, but she actually could put Archie in his place all the time. And so she was a really big loss, and the show lasted 3 years after her. But the problem was that after she left, the network really didn't like the Archie Bunker's Place spinoff. The people who worked there, they just missed the chemistry a lot, even though Carol O'Connor would have... Who knows how many years he would have gone on if he would have had the choice.
Yeah, no kidding. What's happened to the main characters? Because we know some have died, but what's happened to some of the other characters?
Well, you mean the characters or the actors?
Yeah, the actors.
Well, it seems like they're real people, so you can talk about the characters, too. Well, Gene Stapleton and Sally Struthers still work in theater. You know, both of them made deals where they didn't get any percentage of the show. So they pretty much had to keep working. I mean, Gene Stapleton, she said that was her one regret. You know, they bought out her residual rights, and she said if she had to do it over again, she wouldn't have done that. And there was a falling out between Carol O'Connor and Sally Struthers. Carol O'Connor developed a show called Gloria, and the writers were replaced on the show without his approval. And Carol O'Connor felt that even though he had no proof of it, that Sally Struthers knew about it, and the show didn't last very long. But they never really talked again after that time. Although Sally Struthers, I think, still cared for him and went to his funeral. And she, Sally Struthers has become good friends with Mike Gallagher, the talk show host. And people are wondering if she's turned into a conservative. She said praiseworthy things about Palin.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I was stunned, too, by that. You see, people can change. That's what happens.
Yeah, well, they were all pretty politically active. I mean, Gene Stapleton said, I was never an activist until I got on that show and met a bunch of activists.
Yeah, no kidding. Stephen Shohead, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hollywood Stories, we say it all the time, it's just great. We love when we get to sit and chat with you each and every week, so... Once again, you have a fabulous rest of your week, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. And the book is called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and the website is hollywoodstories.com.
Great. We'll talk to you next week, Stephen.
You got it.
We move from Hollywood and what is make-believe to what is very, very real. All the conversation about hate speech on radio. That's what Senator Sherrod Brown says. And There are others who think we should police what is said on the airwaves. What do you think, America? We're going to talk about it on the flip side. Stay with us.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Speaking of abracadabra, I bet Jared Lee Loughner's family wishes they could wave a magic wand and make this all go away. Now they're part of the stakeout. Their house is being staked out. They released a statement today, and they said they don't know why the massacre occurred. They said they were sorry. They didn't know that they're trying to, I think, hold themselves up and figure out the best way to handle it, because they're as stunned as anyone else. And specifically, the brief statement, the emphasis was on the fact that they are very, very sorry for the loss felt by the victims' families. I mean, what are they going to say? There's not much they can say, other than that, and they're not shedding very much light on what could have possibly triggered that. They know that there aren't any words that can possibly express how they feel, and they don't understand why it happened. They also said it might not make any difference, but we wish we could change the heinous events of Saturday. We care very deeply about the victims and their families. We are so very sorry for their loss. And then just said thank you, the Loeffner family. So what happened was Randy Loeffner, who's the father of Jared Lee, asked a neighbor to tell reporters who have been just camped outside on a stakeout outside of their Tucson house that he would eventually come out and talk, but he can't talk right now because he can't stop crying. He can't utter a few words without crying, that they had no idea, and they're probably watching and listening to everything, and they say they are completely stunned themselves by what has happened here. What's happened as far as the victims are concerned, enough can't be said for that. Christina Green was a Catholic girl, so there was on Tuesday night, there was a memorial mass for all six, by the way, who were killed. It was held at the church where she had her first communion a year ago. You know, what you typically would see is the choir sang Amazing Grace, and supposedly there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Of course there wasn't. And they're going to have a funeral on Thursday. They've got services for the federal judge who was killed, John Roll. Remember, there was altogether six people. And the president is going to Tucson. He'll be there on Wednesday to talk to the people in the Tucson area about what's happened. And, of course, the governor is in Tucson and is focusing on the victims, talking about stories that she heard about the victims and that kind of stuff. And I think that's good, because some of the focus has to be shifted there is, whoa, here's who these people were. This is a tragedy. Let's remember that X, Y, Z happened. Here's what so-and-so did. Here's why 9-year-old Christina Green was at that supermarket in the first place. So the Obamas will go to the Wednesday memorial service. They're going to talk to the victims' families at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, I guess, is also going to be there. And the Arizona State Legislature in Phoenix, by the way, just as an add-on here since we're cleaning this up, passed legislation that bars protesters at funerals from getting within 300 feet of the services. And part of the reason, it was in direct response to something that Sam brought up, the thing that happened at Christina's, the announcement that they're going to picket her funeral. The Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas has decided, you know, and they've done this before, they stage protests at funerals of people who died of AIDS or gay people, soldiers, even Coretta Scott King. They did a protest outside of her funeral, and they decided that they were going to protest outside of her funeral, which is sickening and disgusting, and I cannot imagine how many people are members of this Baptist Church of Topeka. But talk about having your head examined. These people ought to have their head examined. It's ridiculous. So good for Arizona that they threw that in there so they don't have to have that happen. Can you imagine, with your shock and your grief, you're trying to just bury your 9-year-old daughter, and you have that crap going on across from the church? Unreal. Unreal. All right, let's move along. We're going to, as I said, lighten the load here in a second. But first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Okay. Yeah, the reason the Eagles got beat because the Bears beat up on them.
the reason they got beat was because of Andy Reid. He's dumb. I can't stand to watch his play calling one more day. But you know what? He's won enough that he's forever gets a pass, and he's going to be the coach of the Eagles until they completely fall apart. I don't understand his play calling.
Well, they've been the same since the Bears beat up on them. So.
Oh, whatever.
So you watch the Bears this weekend.
Well, but, we'll see what happens this weekend.
Yeah. I see lost American hero, Dick Winters, died. You know, that HBO done a series on him, the Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died, I guess.
And yeah, I didn't.
True,
how old was he?
There. 93.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know how old he was.
American hero. But he didn't consider himself a hero.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but there's a good shows about him, the way HBO done it.
HBO does a good job on that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, actually.
Yeah, very good.
I watch a lot of their I watch a lot of their documentaries. I watch the whole I watch Real Sports. You know, I'm not a great Brian Gumbel fan, but I like the reporters that are on that. They do a good job with anything related to sports or entertainment or any of those documentary style things they do.
Well, so you can get all set for the Bears this weekend.
You were just going to rub that in my face until I concede. You're going to get set for the Bears. I mean, I don't have anything against the Bears, actually. But, you know, of course, I was disappointed that the Eagles did not move on. But, sure, of course I'll be watching. I watched all four games last time, and I'll be watching this time, too, yeah. And we've got nailed
the
score. Will I root for the Bears?
Yeah,
I would. You know what? I'm not going to root against the Bears. I wouldn't root against the Bears, no. I would probably – I've got a family in Chicago and friends from Chicago. My favorite cousin lives in Chicago, so – Not in honor of you, but in honor of him, I'm going to root for the Bears.
Well.
Because you rubbed my face in that whole Bears thing. Yes, I'm picking the Bears. Are you happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Go out in Vegas, put your money on them.
There you go. Let's lose some more money. That's perfect. I love that advice. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. All right, believe it or not, I said we were going to lighten the load, so we do have time for birthdays. There's a long list of birthdays, and we used to do the birthday thing. It's always interesting to find out who's what age and who's turning another page and if it's something significant or not. And there are some well-known names, I believe, that some of you will recognize that are part of the birthday crew. And happy birthday to you if you are celebrating a birthday. But the list of birthdays include Kirstie Alley, who turns a big 60 years old. You know, her best days were when she was Cheers. When she was on Cheers, that was the best time, I think, for her. Howard Stern is a couple of years younger. He's 57 years old. 10 years younger than Stern, Jeff Bezos, you know who he is? The founder, CEO of Amazon.com, Rob Zombie. Do I need to say who Rob Zombie is? Heavy metal, hello. 45 years old. Oh, those Lawrence brothers. How many Lawrence brothers are there? Andy Lawrence is 23 years old. And Joe Frazier, 67 years old. If he were alive today, Charles Perrault, remember the fairy tales Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty? He created those. He would be 383 years old. Ooh, that's pretty old.